This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman. Former United Nations Secretary General and Nobel Peace Prize recipient Kofi Annan has died. He was 80. The Ghanaian diplomat served as the seventh UN Secretary General from January of 1997 to December 2006. We get more now from AP's Ed Donahue.
Annan was the UN's first black African Secretary General.
Let us make change our ally, not an enemy. Seize it as an opportunity, not a threat.
Annan took the top job at the UN 6 years after the collapse of the Soviet Union and just 5 years before the 9/11 attacks. The U.S.-led war with Iraq tested Annan as a world diplomatic leader.
Let us not dwell on the divisions of the past. Let us confront the realities of the present, however harsh, and look for ways to forge stronger unity in the future.
Kofi Annan says his darkest moment was the Iraq War. Former U.S. Ambassador to the U.S. Richard Holbrooke called Annan an international rock star of diplomacy. I'm Ed Donahue.
With the Democratic Republic of Congo facing its second major Ebola outbreak this year, emergency responders working hard to contain the spread of the disease, and scientists are out testing experimental vaccines in the field. Alongside these efforts, researchers in the DRC collecting data that will improve, they say, how to respond to and prevent future outbreaks of Ebola and other infectious diseases. In the U.S. case against five Guantanamo Bay detainees who were accused of aiding in the deadly 2001 U.S. terror attacks, a military judge has ruled prosecutors may not use statements the detainees made to the FBI interrogators as they were removed from a secret CIA prison. This is VOA News. It was a national day of mourning on Saturday in Italy after Tuesday's collapse of a highway bridge in the port city of Genoa that left 42 people dead. Sabina Castelfranco reporting now from Rome.
The Archbishop of Genoa, Cardinal Angelo Bagnasco, celebrated the solemn service. Italy's top officials and politicians, including head of state Sergio Mattarella and Prime Minister Giuseppe Conte, attended the ceremony. Family members of other victims decided to bury the dead in their towns of origin, some declining to participate in the state funerals in anger at having lost their loved ones in an accident that may have been caused by poor design or improper maintenance. The president, who visited the site of the disaster and the injured in the hospital before attending the service, has defined the bridge collapse as absurd and frightening, saying the tragedy struck not only Genoa, but the whole nation. Sabina Castelfranco for VOA News, Rome.
Thousands of stranded people were waiting to be rescued, and officials pleaded for more help from relentless monsoon flooding that has partially submerged the southern Indian state of Kerala, where more than 190 people have died in little more than a week. More than 300,000 people there have been taken to shelters, and authorities say they are being inundated with calls for assistance. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inspected the flooded landscape from a helicopter and met with the state's top officials, promising more than $70 million in aid. The International Organization for Migration says the number of African migrants coming to Spain is rising while the number coming to Italy is falling. IOM spokesman Joel Millman says the nationalities of the migrants mirror those who used to leave Libya for Italy. He tells VOA migrants from Guinea, as well as Gambia, Mali, Senegal, and Ivory Coast, appear to have changed the path they traditionally follow to reach European shores.
It indicates that probably West African migrants who were using the Sahara route up through Agadez into Tripoli have realized that the expense, the danger, the risk, and then what happens to them in Libya all combine to make that a less attractive route than what had been an older route up along the coast into Morocco. So they seem to be returning to that route.
Libya has been a virtual flood of refugees and migrants in the past, but human rights groups say tens of thousands have fallen victim to abuse. Strong earthquake has rocked the Indonesian island of Lombok. There were no immediate reports of injuries there. The earthquake was Lombok's second in 2 weeks. Also a deep undersea earthquake. Preliminary magnitude of 8.2 has struck Fiji, but no damage so far reported. I'm Steve Norman, VOA News.